Down in the square, all eyes were suddenly raised to the top of Notre Dame. They saw an extraordinary sight. On the uppermost gallery above the central rose window, a vast sheet of flame, accompanied by a shower of sparks, rose between the two towers. Below this flame, below the somber balustrade with its carvings glowing red, two spouts in the shape of monsters' jaws began spewing out streams of molten lead. As they neared the ground, the two streams merged into showers of spray like water, spurting from the countless holes of a watering can, drenching the screaming crowd below. The stone devils and dragons carved onto the walls of Notre Dame seemed to come alive in the flickering flames. Gorgons seemed to be laughing, salamanders puffing fire, griffins sneezing in the smoke. And among the monsters thus wakened from their sleep of stone, there was one that could be seen from time to time moving in front of the fire like a bat before a candle.